Okay, this is another image from the book, and the chapter that it sits within is called Koyaanisqatsi, and it's named after the unconventional film from the 1980s with music by Philip Glass. The word Koyaanisqatsi is from the Hopi language, and it means world in turmoil. Now, there are many, many reasons why that might be appropriate today, and not just the pandemic, but obviously all the other issues that we're facing. The opening shots of the movie show stylized aerial shots of the natural world, cloudscapes, quickly moving oceans, waves and desert scenery. And so the meaning has an obvious connection with the pandemic, certainly. The image itself is a digital collage, so partly made in camera, partly made in Photoshop. I spent an awful long time getting the colours right. They, in fact, for the longest time, I just discarded it because I couldn't make the colours work for me. Colour is something that really fascinates me. I spend an awful lot of time, usually in Photoshop, but sometimes Lightroom, tweaking colours, playing one colour off against another, a bit like a painter might, you know, create their palette. And slowly, this colour palette came together. The disc at the top is certainly wasn't the sun. I think it came out of Tate Modern, actually. I think it was the edge of a poster, if you like. The circular motif is something that fascinates me. I'm heavily influenced by Paul Kenny, and he uses this, I think it's a 4:5 format, portrait format, and he uses a circular motif a lot as well. I suppose looking at the composition of the image, or the what's contained within the rectangle, the strong streaks of dancing light, if you like, are perhaps the focal point. They suggest to me something that's quite hard to pin down, something that won't be contained. The title that is in the book is The Night Recedes, and I wanted to try to convey a sort of a calming end of day feeling, but with this chaotic element coming in, this disruptive force, which is something that we've all been having to deal with over the last 18 months or what have you. And as I just mentioned, I really like to leave something to the imagination when titling. So, I could have called this, I don't know, Amber Light or something like that. But that's telling the viewer what they already know. And I suppose because the image suggests to me a kind of escape, a freedom, the other title that I've chosen is Break for the Border.